Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Esther Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. And I hope you got a chance to check out Dr. Carla Hooker's interview video we did last night and podcast. We got that released last night. So if you get a chance, take a listen to it. It's pretty good. It's an interesting perspective on life and the barriers and blockers that fall in front of us that we have to overcome. Find new ways of dealing with them. So it was a pretty good video, our interview. Again, that's Dr. Carla Hooker. I put her interview out last night. And today is Fun Friday, where we do talk about fun topics, do a little fortune cookie action. Today, I want to talk about taking little mini vacations, which I kind of did last weekend, and sharing my thoughts on that and why we should do that, and just some perspective on talking to somebody about career, and they're asking me questions, and one of the things they said to me was that, you know, giving 110-120% to the company. And I'm like, well, is that the best thing, right? Or is that what you really want to do, and why are you doing it? So with that, I'm going to talk about mini vacations in a little bit, do a fortune cookie Friday. Bubbles just joined us. Bubbles, don't shake the camera. I say that a lot though. Here, you want to be on TV? You're in there. Now she's happy. She wants attention. All right. And it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring more value to your customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value to customer and have a little fun along the way. And part of me, it's getting more spring-like, so I got the tie-dye shirt on because it's Fun Friday. Tie-dye shirt comes out during the summer when it gets warmer. Talk about mini vacations. One of the comments was made when we were talking about career and looking for the next job and how it helped the person out. Just put in perspective on what their goals are and what they want to do. And one of the things the person said to me was that, you know, they put 110% into the company and did all this stuff. And in the end, did it really pay for that? No, maybe not. They were hitting, well, sometimes, you know, if you're just your own boss, but yeah, but now you're working a little more and putting stuff in that. It's like, even if you're on your own company, you're not necessarily in charge of your own life too, because you still got to make sure the customer's satisfied in what you're delivering. And sometimes you got to go over the top to help the customer out. So it changes a little bit in definition, but it's you and the customer directly when you have your own business. But one of the things that, you know, really caught my thought process was the idea, when was the last time you took a vacation? When was the last time you treated yourself to a little break? And when I say a break, I mean, like, I work on the weekends, early morning and evenings, or whenever there's free time, I'm doing stuff to enhance my business or my knowledge or things I can bring to things like this show and the people I coach. So I do work a little bit, but not crazy. I take time off with the kids and things. But one of the things is mini vacations. We hadn't had a vacation in a while. So we decided we're going to go to Kalahari, right? So we went there, got myself a little elephant drinking cup. I reverted to my childhood and got myself a little elephant drinking cup. Plus, I think it was a better deal. So I did it anyhow. And I had my virgin pina coladas. So I had the non-alcoholic pina coladas because I gave up alcohol for Lent. So I was being good, but I was enjoying it. I enjoyed myself. Just let me have the one drink and just enjoy the day and the water park. But part of it was disconnecting, right? I didn't have my computer, I'm on my phone, but not really doing anything, maybe watching some videos. But mostly I had a book. Good to have a book when you want to disconnect. Just get a book so you don't get tempted by going online. So I had a hardcover book that I was reading. I think it was one of Jim Britt's books that I was reading. And it just relaxed a little bit. Just let it go and just disconnect, right? And it helps re-energize, get you in a better position. It doesn't make you regret not getting away. It balances out the drive and ambition to do stuff with. Sometimes you just need to take a break, right? And just walking around, they had a nice little fireplace, hanging out, checking the big fire, you know, doing the slides. I am the technology teacher. So, of course, I did the VR water park slide. And by the way, it's pretty awesome. But for me, I'm kind of scared of heights. I've gone through phases where I used to work on high-rise buildings and do stuff like that, and heights didn't faze me. But somehow it came back to my childhood when heights scared me. And when you do the VR thing, I did the space thing. And oh my God, I screamed like a little girl. Thought I was going to die. I'm like, I'm going to die. And was my statement. I think the whole park heard me. So it was definitely, if you can handle it, it's definitely an awesome ride. It's, to me, it was scary as hell. So, but it was fun to relax, explore things, do things that I haven't done. Take a break, you know, from the computer, disconnecting. Just did the water park rides, rode around, had a little breakfast, you know, brunch, whatever, you know, enjoy a little bit, a little mini vacation. Doesn't have to be a whole week. Doesn't have to be this elaborate planning thing where, I mean, it really was, we wanted to go skiing and the swim park was like an alternate. When we get tired skiing, we go at the water park, whatever, but there was no snow. So it was like 2 days of water park, which was plenty enough to go through everything in the water park. And the nice thing is we didn't have to rush. We didn't have to make sure we hit everything because we had more than one day to enjoy it. So what I recommend is definitely take a little mini vacation on this fun Friday. Take a little break. And if it's just you, maybe in summer's coming, you go to the beach, take a day, take a book to the beach, go out hiking in the park, go out in the state park, go walking on a trail, take your bike, whatever it would be. Just disconnect for a day or two and relax and just drink your coffee, whatever you like, drink some water and just enjoy being not connected with the internet or the computer. So it's good to take that break. Gives your brain a break to re-energize and get you all ready to go back into the swing of things. So I wanted to share that with you on this fun Friday. Take a little mini vacation. Highly recommend it. Used to take ski trips on Wednesdays, and now I got Bubbles looking for the fortune cookie. Look, Bubbles, I don't have it out of the package yet. All right, fortune cookie Friday, because I got to get moving. It's kind of late. I'm gonna get actioned here. So here's our fortune cookie on this fortune cookie Friday. What's the magic fortune cookie say? What do the agile accountants have to tell us on guidance for the day? Let's see. And Bubbles, before you eat the cookie. No, she's trying to eat the cookie. There you go. For the gold as in gold, like the metal, today, you'll be the champion of whatever. For the gold today, you'll be the champion of whatever. I guess be the champion of being you, I guess. I don't know. Do whatever you work on today. Work hard on it. Bubbles is trying to eat the cookie here. Bubbles, you want a piece of cookie? Here, there's a piece of cookie. You can eat a piece of cookie. Here, I want a piece of cookie. He likes fortune cookies. It's kind of weird. Okay, so go for the gold today. Oh, that's the key. Go for the gold today. You'll be the champion of whatever you put your mind on to. So whatever you do today, put all in for it. Go over 110%. Maybe that's what you need to do. And you'll be the champion. All right. With that, have a great day. Happy scrumming. We will see you tomorrow. Don't forget, we got Gary Cohen on the 20th, part of our meetup. He'll be there. Register in a meetup group. It's free. You just need the Zoom link. I'll send you that. If you register in any way, I'll make sure I send you an email with the Zoom link or message or what, depending on what social media you go into. And then take a listen to Dr. Carla Hooker's interview last night. It was pretty good. All right. Take care. See you tomorrow. Well, see you Monday. All right. Bye, everyone.